time now for your comments.
We got letters in response to our stories about Tim Kaine, the newly elected Democratic governor of Virginia. Some of you said we oversimplified Kaine's stand on abortion by labeling him pro-life.
Ken Hale of Pasadena, California writes, while Kaine has expressed opposition to abortion as a matter of personal faith, he made it clear during the campaign that he supports legal access to abortion. As Kaine demonstrates, one can simultaneously oppose abortion and support legal access to abortion procedures.
We heard from many of you after we checked in with a couple cleaning up their house after it was flooded by Hurricane Katrina, Donald and Colleen Bordelon.
Other people, like, they don't even have a house. All they have is a slab left. So we really thank the Lord that we got four walls.
We've got more than most. We got something to start with.
This is Paula Preer in Austin, Texas. I grew up in the groupie culture of the Beatles, so now I want to know, how do I join the Bordelons fan club? Their fresh and positive post-Katrina outlook was the most inspiring thing I've heard in a long time. Do you think they'd consider running for office in New Orleans?
Evacuee Laura Gibson sent us a note from her temporary home in Shreveport, Louisiana. You don't know how it does our hearts good to hear the upbeat Bordelon family. Their particular accent from the parish is music to our ears.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Finally, our story on 40 years of the Sound of Music brought back fond memories for James Milieu of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. 20-some years ago, he says, he was a sailor aboard a U.S. Navy submarine.
Movies on the mess deck provided a brief escape from the routine. The Sound of Music was always shouted down as too long or pushed out by the few wanting action or more risque fare. One night, though, we lined up two 16-millimeter projectors and went for it. By the last reel, there wasn't a square foot of empty space on the deck. No other movie packed out the mess decks for this crew out on patrol guarding the peace in the Cold War.
These are a few of my favorite things.
For one listener, the Sound of Music isn't one of her favorite things, because she has the same name as one of the main characters.
I hate the Sound of Music.
Liesl Thornton is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
As one of the few Liesls born in the late 1960s, the name and the music has followed me throughout my life. I dreaded the first day of school when the teacher paused, and I knew that she was struggling to pronounce my first name. The teasing of the kids always followed. Even while planning my wedding, someone suggested I march to the tune of Edelweiss. As an adult, I've come to embrace having an unusual name. While I may not be 16 going on 17 anymore, I am proud to be a Liesl.
If you're proud to be a listener, or dismayed, you can go to NPR.org and write us by clicking on the button that says Contact Us.
You are 16 going on 17, baby, it's time.